You are listening to U Talk, part of the Torn by Sports and Blog Radio Networks, providing unbiased opinions on all things Utah football and basketball. Join Andy and Patrick weekly as they bring you up to date on all things Ute.
Hey everybody, welcome to Ute Talk. This is episode 2. My name is Andy. I hope you all are doing well, and I'm joined by my co-host and writer for Torn by Sports, Patrick. How are you doing, Patrick?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. I guess the people like us enough to come back for a second episode, huh?
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate everyone's support and everyone listening.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Give us a follow. Give us a listen. So, Ute Talk podcast is part of the TornbySports.com network and part of the Blog Talk Radio network at blogtalkradio.com/UteTalkPodcast. And we produce this every week for your enjoyment, so thank you. Please add Ute Talk to your favorite RSS feed and iTunes, and we are on Stitcher Radio as well. And you can follow us on Twitter at Ute Talk Podcast. So, Patrick, news of the week. What big news do you got for us?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest news coming out of fall camp, Brandon Cox, Tyler Huntley beating out Brandon Cox, and then Cox, transferring.
Yeah.
I think that was the biggest news. I wasn't really surprised by it. I didn't think, you know, if Cox wasn't named the starter, I didn't think he was going to stick around.
Sure.
But I was hopeful that maybe the Utes could, you know, maybe slide him over to receiver or find somewhere to play him because he's such a good athlete. But
yeah.
I know he has his heart set on playing quarterback, and I think wherever he goes, he'll definitely be in the mix, and hopefully he'll go start somewhere and have a good career.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, with that, I mean, I kind of wish that it was next year he would transfer.
Yeah.
Not so much right now, right at the end of fall camp. It's kind of a bummer. It definitely thins out our quarterback depth. So, but he's a great player, like you said, wish him the best. And, he was a Ute through and through for sure. He definitely gave it his all. And, unfortunate that his first 2 years here were injury riddled. Wasn't really able to crack the depth chart because of that. And it's kind of a bummer, but wish him well. And I think he'll do great kind of wherever he goes. So,
yeah. And I think it's, that's a testament to Tyler Huntley and what
Absolutely.
A great talent he is.
Yeah.
And, he can come in and beat out a veteran guy like Cox. And
yeah, that shows his drive and his determination to get better for sure.
Yeah, but that definitely leaves the Utes a little bit thin there. Obviously, they have another quarterback, Logan Bateman. He's a freshman on the team. And then, in an emergency, I know Whittingham mentioned, you could have Chase Hansen back there, but I don't think you really want to do that.
No, you do not. I don't, at least. So, moving along for more news here. Captains were announced this week, and you've got a great list of captains. I mean, you really do. First one, you've got Hunter Dimmick from the defense. Great kid. He's very well deserving of being a captain for the team. Troy Williams, it's very impressive that he came in, been here less than 8 months, and he's already a captain. I mean, it just shows that the team really looks up to him to command the offense and command their respect. So I'm excited for that. J.J. Dillman, another guy that deserves it. Domo Hatfield, we're just a year removed from, his legal issues last year. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's great to see him bounce back and make an impact on the team, on the field, but also off the field in doing the right things. And obviously the team respects him to make him a senior captain.
Yep.
And then you've got Jason Thompson, the transfer from Wyoming, which to me, that was a surprising pick. I don't know. What do you feel about those captains, Patrick?
I like them. I think, Hunter Dimmick, I mean, you could have chosen anyone along that defensive line. I think Dimmick, he's the definition of hard work. I think that was a great pick. J.J. Dillman, you could have chose him or Isaac Asiata. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dillman's definitely deserving of it as well. He's one of the best linemen in the country. Troy Williams, I think it's important to have the quarterback be a captain because the quarterback's looked at as the leader of the team. And Troy Williams has definitely come in and, you know, made himself vocal. He's a vocal leader. He's come in and, you know, he wants to lead this team. So I think it's important to have him there.
Not only vocal real quick, but, wow, I just had a brain cramp, vocal, but also, his presence on the field, you know, in the film room. So go ahead.
And his actions. I mean, actions, by his actions. Yeah. He's shown it by his actions.
Yes.
He's
leading in the example.
Yeah. He's in the film room. He stays after practice. He arrives early. So I think it's important to have him as a captain.
Yeah.
Jason Thompson, he's going to be the leader of that special teams. I think he's definitely someone who could step up on defense if needed, but he's going to be the leader of that special teams group. You could have Andy Phillips in there. I know he's been captain in the past, but I think a change is always good sometimes. Then, you know, my favorite pick of that is obviously the Hatfield pick. You know, what a redemption story.
Right.
A year ago, you know, never knew if he was going to ever play again.
Yep.
Going through, you know, what he went through. And I think he's going to really, I think people are going to see what he's all about this year. I think he's just going to have an amazing year this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Those picks excite me a lot. I mean, the sports or specifically football, everybody kind of lives and dies with the quarterback. You know, it doesn't matter how good the rest of the offense is and how good your defense is. It's, you know, it's all the quarterback's fault if you don't win the game, basically, is what it seems to come down to.
Yeah.
And Troy Williams has really come in and made an impact. And I'm really excited for that position for him. So,
all five of those guys are very deserving.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Thompson, he came over with Dave Christensen from Wyoming. Dave Christensen left. I know that kind of hurt him a little bit, but he stuck around and, you know, he loves it here. I actually, his girlfriend was my waitress at a restaurant a couple weeks ago, and she was talking to me about the Utes, and she mentioned that he was her boyfriend, and just mentioned how excited he is for the season. And
that's awesome.
It's his senior season, and he's excited. So
definitely,
I think he's going to have, you know, a really good season this year on special teams, and also be a contributor on defense.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't remember, Jason, he was the one that came over with Christensen as a quarterback, a couple years ago, and like Patrick said, he stuck around and he's made the switch and he's made an impact. A couple years ago in the Colorado State game, he was kind of an all around player there, stepped in and made some really big plays. So he started to get noticed and took it on to last year, and now we're moving into 2016. So, we're going to talk about one of the other big sports up on the hill, real quick. And basketball, and that's another sport that we're going to be covering here on Ute Talk, the Running Utes. I've been a Ute fan, you know, my entire life, you know, 30 years now. I remember going to football and basketball games with my grandpa years ago, and the Huntsman Center was rocking back in the late 90s. And, you know, Keith Van Horn and Andre Miller, Doliak, all those guys. And you know, we had that dry spell kind of in between, and now with Larry Kostowiak, it's blossomed to something bigger. And one thing that he started doing just a couple years ago is sending the guys to a Navy SEAL training camp, a boot camp, if you will, to teach them all different types of skills and leadership qualities and just things like that. And I don't know if you guys keep up on that, if maybe you're strictly football, but Coach K is really doing a lot of good things up on the hill. He's definitely turned that program around and got it up on its feet again. And that SEAL training is grueling, man. You said that you found the video on Instagram, I believe, right?
Yes.
The Running You Instagram, and there's a little couple minute clip of some of the highlights, if you will, from the boot camp. And man, it's grueling, but you know, the guys worked through it. The guys, you know, pushed through it and helped each other. And you know, it's going to help them throughout the season for sure.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's definitely going to help them with their toughness. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't imagine there's a more, you know, group that's tougher out there than the Navy SEALs, the yeah, training that they right. go through and the what they put themselves through. So it's going to definitely teach them toughness, and that's what Coach K uses it for. He also uses it for to, you know, teach them how to work together as a team.
Yep.
Because, you know, Navy SEALs, they work together as a team. Mm-hmm. Everything's about teamwork and being there, you know.
Yep.
No man left behind.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it'll definitely make that team tougher. You know, any adversity that they go through, they can always, you know, realize that they can work through anything throughout the season.
Yeah. And that's a big thing. So we'll look towards that, once we get a little more into basketball season. Another note up on the hill with basketball would be the, hiring of Chris Jones, as the new director of basketball operations. So he's taken over for Phil Cullen, who went to San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio.
For the NBA. Chris Jones, he played back for the Utes under Majerus in 93-94. And he was a director and assistant with the Utes for a brief stint in 2005 to 2008. So most recently he was with Utah State. He's now left them. He's coming to us as the new director of basketball operations. I think that's a great hire. You know, I think that'll just continue along the road to rebuilding the Ute program.
So. Yeah, and I love that hire. I mean, any guys that played under Majerus that you can get on the staff or in coaching, they're going to be great coaches. I mean, Majerus was one of a kind. He was one of the best coaches I've ever seen. I used to go to his basketball camps when he was little, mm-hmm. when I was little, and I mean, that was such a fun time, and he's just such a great coach, so knowledgeable, and
yeah,
you know, I know some people don't agree with some of his tactics, but you know, he wanted to get the best out of his people and out of his players, and
yep.
he was able to do that with a lot of great players that have come through to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't follow Keith Van Horn on Twitter, definitely do so. He'll tweet out some Majerus isms, if you will. And they're quite interesting. Yeah. So, yeah, I would love to see some of those guys come back. Andre Miller,
yeah,
Doliak, Hanamatala, Keith Van Horn, any of those guys come back into the program as a coach or something like that would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah, it'd be great. So, and just kind of our last news of the week topic. Fan Fest was just Saturday the 20th, and for those of you who don't know what Fan Fest is, it's where all the athletic teams come together and they, you know, do autographs and pictures and just kind of everything for the fans, for you, the fans who support them, you know, by having season tickets, going to their games, going to the Ute walks, things like that, you know, so. Thank you, and thank the players when you see them. You know, they're very determined student athletes for sure. You know, they go through a lot as well, just like any other student up at the U. And they love the support that you guys give them. So cheer them on when you see them.
Yeah,
cheer loud and proud. But I wasn't able to make it to Fan Fest. I was working all day, from all accounts, though, that I had heard, it went really well. A lot of people excited. I saw several pictures tweeted out about the new video board that looks quite larger in person than in the picture. So, it's exciting.
Yeah. Saw a lot of tweets from the players as well who,
yeah,
you know, some of the new guys. I mean, Alec Dana tweeted out how great FanFest was. Mm-hmm. So a lot of guys, they're grateful. I mean, the Utah players know they have some of the best fans in the world, in the country, and their fans are loyal, and they definitely do support them. Just one more piece of news. The Pac-12 Network was here Saturday.
Oh, yes.
Did a nice piece on the Utes. It aired last night at 10 p.m., so if anybody missed that or wants to check it out, it's on the Pac-12 Networks. There's interviews with Kyle Whittingham, Morgan Scalley, some of the players, and it was really well done. And Pac-12 Network always does a nice job covering the Utes. So.
They just need to get a deal done with DirecTV now.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, moving on then. This week we're going to really get an in-depth look at your defense this year for the Utes. Your kind of a defensive breakdown. Last week we covered more of the offense side. So this week we're going to jump right into the defense. Excuse me, I have a tickle in my throat. So let's start off on the defensive line. You know, right now on the left end, you've got Kylie Fitz coming back as a senior. His current backup would be Bradley Anai, who's the freshman.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Kylie Fitz, I think he's going to have a great season. Sure. He was phenomenal last year. And I think he's just going to carry that over to this season and really just continue on his streak of, you know, terrorizing quarterbacks and making big plays.
Yeah.
Bradley and I, a freshman, he's at a Kahuku High School in Hawaii.
Another freshman.
Another one of those freshmen who I think will get some good playing time to give these guys a rest. But he shot up the depth chart with a good fall camp showing.
Yeah. Well, let's move to the opposite end, and you've got Hunter Dimmick coming back. He's healthy. He's coming back for a senior season. He's ready to go. He's pumped. He's looking good. He had a really good fall camp, kind of getting back into the groove of things. And then you've got, you know, another guy that we've been really high on, Pita T. You know, I mean, another senior. And one thing with our defense, and we, you know, we're so stacked along that defensive line that we're able to interchange guys. And so we always have a fresh body along that defensive line, and it really wreaks havoc on, you know, the opposing line and also, you know, their backfield, the quarterback and the running backs. I mean, it's amazing to see how quickly our guys can interchange and we don't really skip a beat. So what about the right end? You think we're going to be all right on the right end this year?
Yeah. I mean, the right end, that's a scary end right there. I mean,
right.
It's, I mean, Hunter Dimmick, on the, you know, the Pac-12 networks, they interviewed him on their special. He said he's 100% healthy. It's the best he's ever felt. And, you know, he looked good all through fall camp. And he's ready to go.
Yeah.
And I think he'll have a great season there at the end. And then obviously Pita T, the Utes definitely need to utilize him a lot more, get him in there. Cause he's a terror off the edge. He's virtually unstoppable, coming off that edge. And, that's a great 1-2 punch there on the right end.
Yeah.
I mean, you could put Pita T anywhere out there and he's going to,
he's going to terrorize.
Yeah.
So definitely. Let's move into the middle of the line there. You've got left tackle and right tackle. You got Filippo Mokafisi and then Lowell Lotulele. We all know what we're going to get with Lowell.
Yeah.
I mean, stars younger brother. You know, most people say the better younger brother. Or the better brother, I guess, which is hard to believe, really.
Yeah.
But, man, the guy is just, he's a monster. He doesn't go down easy. Usually takes two, sometimes three offensive linemen to stop him from getting through that middle part of the line. You know, one person I'm missing on there, and maybe I'm blind looking at my depth chart, but Lekki Fotu.
Yeah, Lekki Fotu, yeah.
You know, we talked about that a little bit last week. Kind of Goliath versus Goliath with Garrett Bowles and Lekki going at it. But I would look to see Lekki making, you know, some moves, you know, to get involved this year. I think we'll see him as well. So,
yeah, I mean, with Lowell's one of the best tackles in the country,
yeah,
if not the best. And he's going to, you know, just like his brother Star, he's going to demand those double teams, those triple teams. And that's only going to open up things for guys like Mokafisi to, you know, have a great season.
Yep.
And, you know, their backups, I know, you know, they have Tassini and Habili Katoa. Also, they have, you know, the freshman Fotu. They have the other freshman, Pita Tonga. All those guys could see playing time. I know people. I mean, Fotu's a giant. He's a beast, but he's young. He's raw. You know, I think he's only 17 or whatnot, but he'll definitely.
Yeah.
I think he could hardly definitely.
That guy is 17.
Yeah. He could definitely come in there and see some playing time, but I mean, that's what the Utes do along the defensive line. They just continue to reload year in, year out. They get guys in there who, you know, they just can play. They're run stuffers. They demand attention. And I think, you know, this will definitely be one of the best defensive lines at the U that they've ever had this season. Yeah,
which is crazy. I believe what the national pundits, are we ranked what, second or third?
Yeah, national? I think they ranked them third.
Yeah. And then what are we, 12th overall defense?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. I mean, we're going to have a great defense, folks. It's very exciting. With Scally as our coach, his mentality, his play style, you know, I think we're really going to see players flying around and making big plays. It'll be very exciting.
Yeah, I know the players have said, you know, you can expect the defense to be a lot more aggressive, take some chances this season. I know last season they weren't that aggressive, but they still got the job done. But Scally's an aggressive guy, and I think he's going to, you know, as the players have said, you know, he's going to take an aggressive approach. They're going to take some chances, and hopefully that, you know, they pay off. I mean, last season they had the number 6 rushing defense in all the country. I think this season that's something that could definitely improve.
Yeah.
They could probably be top 3 this season.
Yep, definitely. It's exciting stuff. So let's move on over to the middle of the defense, the linebackers. Sunai Tawatoli, I believe. I probably slaughtered that, so I apologize. Starting off as one middle linebacker, and then you've got Donovan Thompson, his backup, another freshman. And then we go over to our Rover linebacker, and you've got Cody Barton so far beating out Kavika Luafatasaga. Sorry. Beating him out, and you know, all indications are that Kavika will, you know, get his fitness in, get acclimated. You know, Cody Barton has been here a year. He's acclimated himself to the defense already. He's learned the playbook, so he's got the step up on Kavika. But you know, all indications are that Kavika's, you know, he's got the talent, the speed, the, you know, the smarts to get it under control and learn that playbook. So I definitely think we'll see him probably, you know, a couple games into the season make that jump, hurdling Barton. But Barton is by no means going to let the reins down on that position at all. You know, he's going to keep it as long as he possibly can. And he's a great player. He deserves it.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think we're going to have any problems really with the linebacker position. Like, we were all kind of worried. That was probably the most question marked position group this year or going into this year. But I think it's forming out quite nicely.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a group going into the season that I had a question mark on, just because, you know, inexperience, these guys are coming and coming in with little to no experience in game situations, playing linebacker, and, you know, they're replacing, you know, they're trying to fill some big shoes in Gianni Paul and Jared Norris. But, you know, Sunia Tatioli has shown that he's capable of stepping in there. He had a great fall camp. Cody Barton had a great fall camp as well. Mm-hmm. Just two guys who, they're serviceable guys, but they're also good players. I mean, Cody Barton was praised. He's always in the right spot at the right time. He had a great camp with, you know, that battle with Luafatasaga. Luafatasaga, you know, he's a little bit out of shape right now. He needs to get into playing shape. He needs to get acclimated. But one of the guys that I'm excited about is the freshman out of Florida, Donovan Thompson. I watched some film on him this morning. I mean, that guy, I mean, just watching his high school film, that guy is, he's scary.
Yeah.
He's a nasty linebacker. He loves to hit. He's aggressive. He has good instincts, quick to the ball. I think he's going to see some playing time this season, and I think he's going to definitely make some noise.
Yeah. Sorry, real quick, another one on there, or that I don't see, is Devere.
Yeah, he's full-time linebackers now.
Yeah, so, and he's another freshman.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, do you think we have too many freshmen this year making impacts? Or, I mean, is that a good thing, bad thing? What do you think?
I think it's a good thing. I mean, you know, if you listen to Whittingham when he talks, he always preaches recruiting is the only way that the Utes are going to be able to compete with these other teams. And it shows the past few seasons in their recruiting, they're recruiting talented guys who could literally go anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
And it's starting to show now. I mean, they hit a gold mine in Florida with all the Florida guys that they hit. These guys came to play this season. And I mean, it's just, I think the linebacker position, I think it's going to be okay.
Good. That's what we like to hear. Well, let's move back to the defensive backs, the safeties, cornerback, you know, I mean, or the whole safety group is pretty solid. Lots of experience, lots of IQ on that backfield. You've got Dominique Hatfield, senior. You've got Reginald Porter at the other cornerback. He's a senior. Your nickelback is Justin Thomas again, senior. Marcus Williams, junior, tons of experience there. And then Chase Hansen, sophomore. And their backups are no jokes either. Tavares Williams behind Domo. Brian Allen, another senior behind Reggie Porter. Booby Hobbs, junior, behind Justin Thomas. Andre Godfrey behind Marcus Williams, and he's a junior. And then you've got senior captain Jason Thompson behind Chase Hansen. I mean, you look at that group and you're stacked. I mean, that's almost like the defensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I really feel that some teams are going to be kind of scared to pass on us.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to be scared to run the ball too, because we've got such a great defensive line. You know, how do you feel about those cornerbacks and safeties?
I mean, the cornerbacks, they're proven guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Hatfield and Porter, they both had good seasons last season. I know, you know, Hatfield's the more flashy one out of the two. Porter's, you know, just kind of a dirty work guy. But,
yeah.
But he gets the job done. He's a good quarter. He's a good corner. He's never really out of position a lot. He's a good cover corner.
He's very fundamentally sound.
Correct, yeah. And I mean, I think Hatfield's going to have a special season this year. He's got something to prove. He's got a chip on his shoulder. And he's a guy who wants to go to the NFL. So I think he's going to have a special season.
Yep.
Brian Allen is someone else who I think he'll play a lot, and I think he'll have a good season. He's really coming around at the corner position.
Mm-hmm.
Both him and Hatfield, former receivers. So, we know they have good hands and
He's got good size too.
Yeah.
6'3", 205 for a cornerback, and he's got speed.
Yeah. And he loves to hit. He's an aggressive corner.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, cornerback position, you're going to get pretty much what you got last year, which was good production, I think.
Yeah.
At the safety, I mean, Marcus Williams, he's one of the best in the country, in my opinion. He's a ball hawking safety. Mm-hmm. Just always seems to be there where the ball is and making plays. Andre Godfrey, I know he's stepped in a few times, and you know he's a good player. I'm not as good as Williams, in my opinion, but someone who could definitely, you know, step in if needed. Justin Thomas, I like to call him Mr. Consistency, because you know he's always
that.
Making plays. Yeah,
yeah,
always.
Since he came on campus, I mean he's just consistently making plays. Every game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just, oh, Thomas is out there. He's going to make a play. You know, you just expect it.
And he's not the biggest guy in the world, but he just, you know, he gets the job done. And
sure.
You know, Booby Hobbs is a good backup to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can see Booby Hobbs taking over next season when Thomas leaves.
Yep.
And then at strong safety, I mean, Chase Hansen last season when he did step in, he played well.
Mm-hmm.
And this season will kind of be his proving point.
Yeah.
As he goes through the season, you know, I know we only saw him a couple games last season, but he's going to go out there. He's a big safety. He looks like a linebacker out there at safety. I think he's going to be another one of those great safeties, you know, in the mold of like a Steve Tate or a Casey Evans. And then, you know, Jason Thompson, he'll be a good backup in case something happens to Chase.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting backfield, defensive backfield for sure. We shouldn't really miss a beat there. So that's kind of your defense, everybody. That's our position on the defense and how we feel what this season holds in store for them. Should be very exciting. You know, we talked about it for a moment with Scally. You know, that's a great coaching move for sure. We got Justin Enna, a linebacker coach specifically. You know, he's a linebacker himself, so he can coach those linebackers to be, you know, linebackers, not kind of a makeshift coach, you know. So that'll be exciting to have a specific linebacker coach there over those guys to kind of work them into shape. But, yeah, I mean, it should be a very exciting season. Very excited for what it holds. You know, my concern, and maybe this isn't a really concern, it's, you know, freshman players, you know, can we expect a lot out of them? You know, I mean, some positions I feel that we can kind of plug and play them and they'll do fine because we've got so many other players covering, you know, their mistakes. But, I mean, the freshman guys, it's exciting for us because, you know, that starts their four-year clock. You know, we hopefully have them for 4 years. But at the same time, you know, if they're in on a play, big play, and they make a mistake, you know, it definitely obviously can hurt the outcome of the game for us.
Yeah.
And so that makes me a little nervous that we have almost too many freshmen starting. But then, you know, flip side of that is, you know, they obviously are good enough to beat out, you know, their more experienced counterparts.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, in my opinion, you got to play them.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, and that's Coach Whittingham preaches. They're going to play the best guys. And
yeah.
If that's a freshman, I mean, then, you know, that's who's going to play. And a lot of these freshmen, I mean, the recruiting from, you know, just a few years ago, I mean, you can just see the kind of the talent gap. I mean, it's huge. The players they're bringing in now are guys who can come in and contribute. I mean, who expected Brett and Covey to really come in and do anything last season? I mean, guys on the other team probably looked at him like, you know what, you know, who's this chump coming in here?
Right.
And then he goes and rips off a
60-yard
touchdown, doing spin moves and all that stuff. So I think, you know, I think having freshmen come into play, it's a good thing, but I think it, you know, like you said, with the mistakes that could be made, you know, it's definitely something that's a little bit scary, but I think with the level that the defense is on, I think you can plug in Donovan Thompson or plug in someone back there who's a freshman and, you know, see what he can do.
Sure, definitely. Well, we're going to get into our Ute Q's section. So this is where we take your questions from Twitter and email, or we will post a question on Twitter and hopefully get some responses back from you guys. So we'll answer these weekly. You can tweet us at Ute Talk Podcast or email utetalk@gmail.com. But first, just a quick word from our sponsor, Blog Talk Radio. All right. So questions, Patrick, you know, we posted a couple questions on Twitter. On our Ute Talk podcast, first question was interceptions. Who do you think will have the most interceptions on the group? So I know a couple people responded back. Some were kind of funny responses with it being Troy Williams. You know, who knows? Maybe Coach Whittingham decides that, hey, you're playing cornerback and safety now. Sorry. So what do you think about, you know, who's going to have the most interceptions? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I posted the question. A lot of people said Marcus Williams. I know some people are trying to be funny. saying Troy Williams, but most of the people said Marcus Williams, which, you know, he's a great candidate because he is that ball hawk guy. Mm-hmm. And he seems to always be in the right place at the right time.
Definitely.
And when the ball's in the air. My opinion, I'm going to go with Hatfield.
Okay.
I just think Hatfield's going to take it to another level this season. I think he's going to, that would be my pick.
Okay.
Is Hatfield.
Okay. I'm going to go with Justin Thomas, I think.
Okay.
You know, I think, being that nickelback, he's going to get a lot of opportunities, to get the ball. And he's always so close to the receiver he's covering, and I think he's going to have a really good opportunity to get some. But I think the dark horse would probably be Marcus Williams, because he always, like you said, ball hawk. He puts himself in great positions to get tipped passes, you know, things like that. So, that's our take. The other question that we posted was, who will lead the season in sacks? My take on that one is I think Fitz is going to make a step up. He really kind of turned it on, mid to late season last year, really started to come into his own. I think Dimmick and Pita T being on the right side, they're going to cause so much havoc over there that it's going to leave Fitz wide open to make some sacks and make some really big plays. I'm really excited for what he brings this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was split when the people who answered the question, it was kind of split between Fitz and Pita T.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Fitz just because, I haven't seen yet how much the Utes are going to use Pita T.
Okay.
I mean, I could see it going either way. If Pita T plays a lot,
sure,
then he would probably be my pick. But just based on playing time, mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Fitz. I just think he's going to have a special season this year.
Okay.
And I mean, he was great last season getting to the quarterback. So I think he's improved, and I think he's going to take it to another level as well this season.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, that'll be it for our Ute Qs this week. Again, tweet us at Ute Talk Podcast or, email us at utetalk@gmail.com. We'll post some questions throughout this next week. If you have questions that you want us to find the answers to, let us know, and we'll do our best to find those answers and talk about them on the following show. Let's get into our final segment here. So fall camp just ended. Who are your standouts? Patrick, we'll do one offense, one defense. Special teams, I don't think we need to cover. They're all standouts. they all do a great job. You know, don't think we'll lose much consistency there, or much there. So offense, let's start with offense first. Who's your offensive pick of the fall camp?
Offensively, I'm going to go with the quarterback, Troy Williams.
Okay.
He came in, he won the job. He's basically outworked everyone. He's a workhorse. He's a film rat,
mm-hmm.
comes early, stays late, named captain of the team and, not being here very long. So offensively, I'm going to go with Troy Williams just based on that, because I think he's going to take this offense to hopefully another level this mm-hmm. season.
Yeah. You know, and I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. Troy Williams, like you said, he comes in early. He's the last one to leave. Studies film all the time. We hate to make comparisons, but he's very similar to what BJ brought to the group, the team. He wants to make himself, but everyone else better. And then obviously being named captain. I mean, the guy's been with us less than 8 months.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely. you don't go into work and, you know, next week you're suddenly, you know, three steps up on the hierarchy as a manager or something. You know, I mean, this kid came in, he showed his work ethic, he showed that he wants to be a better player, he wants to make his teammates better, and they respect that, and they're making him a captain.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just, it's awesome to see. So defensively, Who do you got defensively? Who's your standout?
Defensively, I'm going to go with Cody Barton.
Okay.
You know, he won the linebacker job over a highly touted guy. And just, I've heard a lot of great things about Cody Barton throughout fall camp. He works hard. You know, he's never out of position. He's always in the right spot. And he's a guy who's going to come in and just be, you know, a consistent linebacker for the Utes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go with him. He was kind of a surprise pick for me. I definitely thought Luafatasaga would come in and beat him out.
Absolutely.
But he didn't. So he's going to be kind of my fall camp standout.
Cool. Yeah. My standout on defense, I'm leaning towards Chase Hansen, I think, is my pick with that one. You know, I mean, coming back from an injury, he's been able to apply himself to the gym, to the playbook a little bit more, really take it all in. And I really think that he's gonna have a big year. He's going to show us what he can do. I mean, obviously last year before he got injured, he was beating out Tevin Carter.
Yeah.
You know, and that's no easy task by any means. But Chase Hansen, I think he has all the tools to be a great safety. And I really think he's going to have a big year as long as he can stay healthy. But yeah, that would be our standouts. So, do you have any other news or notes, Patrick, that you want to cover? Talk about the first game coming up.
Yeah, I mean, fall camp ended Monday, August 22nd starts the practices for the regular season. The Utes are going to start getting prepared for the Thunderbirds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, SU comes to town September 1st. Utes should be able to, you know, take care of business pretty easily, I would think. I mean, it's definitely, you don't want to come into the game and be too overconfident and too, sure, too cocky, but, I don't expect them to really have too much trouble with the T-Birds.
Definitely. Just a reminder, September 1st, Southern Utah University Thunderbirds. We've never played them, so it'll be fun to see another in-state opponent from down south. It's a 6 p.m. kickoff. That is a Thursday night, so make sure you guys get there early. And also, it's the Checker the Eccles. And we will post that on our Twitter, seating chart for that. So look for that on our Twitter, at Ute Talk Podcast, and you'll be able to know what color you should be wearing. Don't be that guy wearing a red shirt in a white section and a white shirt in a red section. I don't know how you feel about that, Patrick, but come on now. Let's do it, people. It's not that hard. thank you for listening, everybody, to Ute Talk Podcast. From our audio engineer, Marty, Patrick, and myself. We'll see you next time, and as always, go Utes!
Go Utes!
Thanks for listening to Ute Talk, brought to you by the Torn by Sports and Blog Talk Radio Networks. Find us on Twitter at Ute Talk Podcast or email at utetalk@gmail.com.